to Afghanistan now, and a grim milestone for U.S. troops. In July, at least 63 Americans were killed, more than two a day. That's the highest monthly tally in nearly 9 years of war. Perhaps the biggest killer was the roadside bomb, or IED, improvised explosive device. The Pentagon has allocated $3 billion this year to counteract these homemade bombs. But as NPR's Quill Lawrence reports, insurgents also keep adapting, with a deadly cost.
This Friday in the northern province of Kunduz, Charlie Company of the 10th Mountains 187th Infantry was on a routine patrol. Explosions are part of the routine. Back at the base, Private Jacob Jackson of the 2nd Engineers Battalion is helping repair his Husky, a Titanic vehicle that looks part tractor, part road grader, and part bomb shelter. Jackson was doing route clearance along with Charlie Company on Friday, and his Husky has the scorch marks to prove it.
When we got right past the culvert, must have hit a pressure plate, and bam, the right side of my sight went blank. And next thing I knew, I kind of came to, and everything was all right. The guy was perfectly fine.
Jackson had rolled over a 400-pound bomb. That's his job, but it was his first time actually hitting one. It only scared him a little.
Good adrenaline rush, but besides that, I was fine. The vehicle did what it was supposed to do, so not a big deal.
The Husky is one of many innovations developed over several years at war to counter the IED threat. Another is the MRAP, a huge armored short bus that for a while effectively neutralized the roadside bombs in Iraq. But Iraq and Afghanistan are different, according to Undersecretary of Defense Ash Carter, who spends a large part of his time trying to beat the IED. The answer, he said, was an all-terrain MATV.
We learned quickly that the MRAPs that were so useful in Iraq were not always appropriate to the terrain here. They had suspensions that were designed for flat Iraq, not for mountainous Afghanistan, and so the MATV has independent suspension, which allows it to get off the road and therefore avoid IEDs.
There are many more pieces of the puzzle, surveillance, bomb-sniffing machines, and trained specialists, but the insurgents have also been working hard. In Iraq, they used explosively shaped charges that cut through armor. In Afghanistan, the bombs just got bigger and bigger. In any case, soldiers have to get out of their armored trucks to do their job. Hours after the first bomb hit the Husky, a second IED was waiting for Charlie Company. A platoon sergeant asked not to give his name.
Another one exploded right behind me, and there's a big boom, and my ears started ringing. I was disorientated. I'd lost feeling in my left leg, and I went down, and then I was carried off.
The sergeant was incredibly lucky. A parked MRAP shielded him from the blast. He sustained no major injuries. Medics still sent him to the hospital, since the concussion can cause a traumatic brain injury, especially if it's not the first time.
I walked away with nothing, thankfully. My bell got rung pretty good. They want to keep an eye on me. I've got two prior deployments to Iraq and countless IED explosions there.
And chances are there will be more. The sergeant says he tried to go home after two tours to Iraq. He went to college for a semester, but then a comrade died in Fallujah. He quit school and reenlisted, racked with guilt for not taking part in the fight. Now he says he's going to stay till the end. He'll see more newer methods from the Pentagon to protect from IEDs, and more newer roadside bombs from the insurgents. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
All Things Considered will continue in a moment.